Hey, you gotta let me in. I just got back from the worst date ever. No, I didn't get stood up or anything. It was just a bad date. No, I met them at the club downtown. You know, the one a couple streets away from my old apartment. They were there when we were celebrating Lee's new job offer. Just let me in. I'll tell you what happened. Probably the entire neighborhood heard that. We need to be more quiet. Well, I was kind of exaggerating there. It wasn't like it went bad. It wasn't even close to the worst date I've ever had. It didn't go great, you know? It was mediocre. The conversation was, I don't know. We weren't arguing or anything, but it was so boring. It was like we had no idea who each other were. Yeah, I know dates are supposed to be for getting to know each other, or whatever, but it was so awkward. Like, actually, I swear there was more awkward silence and trying to find something to say than actual conversation. It felt like trying to talk to one of those dolls with a pull string and a sound box where they just keep saying the same thing. Our conversation went in more circles than one of those little loading screen things. I know. I really figured that we'd have more chemistry after all the times that we've, you know, been together, but we didn't. Honestly, it was pretty disappointing. Of course not. Why would I tell them that? That would be such a bad move. I just told them that we obviously didn't have any future together, so we should just stop seeing each other. Thankfully, they agreed with me, so that's the end of that. What do you mean? Of course that's better than telling them that they're boring. Well, it's not worse. Well, then what would you have said? How would you handle that situation? That's such a cop-out. You can't just say that you wouldn't get in that situation like that. You don't know if you would. I mean, yeah, we have different approaches to dating and all that, but you can't say that you'll never get into a relationship like that. What if you meet someone at a club or something and you both just hit it off and you just skip all the normal get-to-know-you stuff? I know that it's not your usual style, but you can say that you would never hook up with someone and see where that takes you. Whoa, hold on. What do you mean? You can't just say something like that and not tell me more. Huh? Of course I'm surprised. You never hook up with anyone, and now you're telling me that you did? That's so... I don't even know where to start. Tell me everything. Wait. So, you hooked up with them, but they ghosted you after you asked if they wanted to be more? What the hell is wrong with them? Are they stupid? What do I mean? What do you mean, what do I mean? What I mean is that they could have had you, and they didn't want you. That has to be the stupidest goddamn thing I've ever heard. Because you're you. You're the best. You're the person that everybody wants to be with. You are... What? What kind of stupid person wouldn't want you? Of course I mean it. Hell. You're nice, you're funny, you're understanding, and you're so fun to talk to. You're exactly the kind of person everyone wants to date. You're the person that I wish I had gone on a date with tonight. I said that I wish I had gone on a date with someone like you. No, I didn't. I said someone like you. I didn't say I want to date you. I don't want to... God. There's no way you believe me, is there? Yeah. That's what I figured. Damn Freudian slim. Well, the cat's out of the bag now, I guess. No use trying to hide it now, right? So, here's the honest truth. I do have feelings for you. I do. Pretty strong feelings, actually. Romantic feelings. For a while now, it's been... God, it's been years now. I had the biggest crush on you through high school, and even now, I still can't get over you. You're just... You're everything that I've ever wanted. Yeah, I am serious. What do you mean? Oh, I... No, I understand. It seems kind of weird coming from me, doesn't it? I have a reputation for... wandering around, I guess. I can't really blame you for not thinking I'm serious. I've never really expressed any interest in you like that, so I can see why it doesn't make much sense. But it's you. It's always been you, and I was so goddamn stupid then. I didn't notice it until the damage was done. I realized that I had feelings for you when we were still in grade school, and it was so, so stupid. When I realized that I had a crush on you, I was terrified. You were my best friend. How the hell was I supposed to tell you that I wanted to be more than your friend? If you hadn't felt the same way, you and I both know we would have gone our separate ways and never talked again. I just couldn't risk that. I couldn't ruin our friendship. Not like that. Not when it was so much easier to just hide it and keep being your friend. But... Years kept going by, and even when I knew we were both mature enough to handle it, I couldn't. I was still too scared. So, I tried to do the second best thing. I tried to date someone like you. In retrospect, it is a terrible idea, and I know that, but I just couldn't help it. And, I mean, it wasn't just because they were like you, but it was always people who were like you in some way or another, and when I tried to think about what I like about them, I would always say the same things that I liked about you. I kept telling myself that I was dating around to figure out what I wanted in a person. But the truth is, I already knew what I wanted. I wanted you. And I still do. Of course I do. That's why I can't date anyone for more than a month. Because the thought that you're single and I could be dating you instead has me going batshit, and I break it off with whoever I'm seeing because it will always be you, and it just isn't fair for them. It will always be you, and no one else can replace you because how the hell could I want anyone but you when you're right in front of me? How could there be anyone else when all I see is you? You're my everything, but I've always messed that up, and I can't have you because how could you want me? How could you want to date someone who's broken as many hearts as I have? How could you love me? How could you love who I am? Hey, come on. You don't have to. You don't have to hug me. I don't need any comforting. Okay, yeah. Maybe I do. Why do you have to be so perfect? Well, I know you're not perfect, but that's what makes you perfect. If you were actually perfect, I would probably find you a lot more annoying. Well, yeah, I know that no one's perfect. That's impossible, but you're just everything I've ever wanted, if I'm honest with you. This is so embarrassing. Why did I say all that? I shouldn't have said anything. Forget I said anything. What? You don't want to forget? But what are we supposed to do now? How can we just keep this friendship going when I've said all that to you and it's never going to be the same again? I messed it up again and now our friendship is ruined. What? It's not? What do you mean it's not ruined? Are we gonna be friends again after this? More than friends? What do you mean? The friendship is ruined because we're not gonna be friends anymore. We're gonna be more than that. Are you asking me out right now? I can't believe this. Of course. Of course I want to date you, stupid. Why is that even a question? Did you not just hear everything that I said? I'm so happy. So, that means that I'm your girlfriend now? That sounds so good. I'm your girlfriend and you're my boyfriend. My girlfriend and boyfriend. You're so cute. Come here, baby. I had dreamed of doing that for so long. I can't believe I can actually do it now. Wow, it feels like I'm dreaming. What? I can do more than that? You're so bold today. Do you want me to? Are you sure? Come here. Let me get on top of you, baby. I had dreamed of this for so long. You know, once we start this, I'm not gonna be able to stop. Fuck, I love being on top of you like this. Had you ever dreamed about something like this? About having me on top of you? Yeah? And what else happened? My top? I took my top off? I can do that. Like this. Yeah. Now what else? Already? Yeah, I can tell that you're already waiting for it. I can sense a little surprise under me. Okay. I'm not gonna make you wait any longer, baby. Fuck, that feels good. This is so much better than my dream. Why did we wait so long to do this? I needed this so bad. All these years wanting you and dreaming of you and having to just please myself to the thought of you. It's so tiring, but finally those days are over, right? Now I can get this whenever I want. You're doing so good, baby. I keep going like that. Good boy. You should have told me you were packing so much. I would have jumped on it so much earlier. It feels very good like that. Let me hear you, baby. Let me hear how good I'm making you feel. Good boy. You're such a good boy for me. I love you so